Well, that's what all this is about. It's about this foundation of American exceptionalism that so many people in the elite political and media culture buy into. They saw that upended a little bit when a reality TV a crude reality TV show host, managed to defeat the candidate favored by the majority of the establishment. And everything about Trump that he said on the campaign trail that went against the conventional Washington line has been the target of a pretty intense campaign since he won, including his call for friendly relations with Russia. Now, whether or not Trump meant any of what he said back in the campaign when he talked about, you know, when he criticized Hillary Clinton for her interventions abroad, when he talked about helping the working class and the forgotten worker, whether he actually meant that is up for debate. I mean, it seems pretty obvious that he's simply conned everybody with a better sense of what people – with what average voters wanted to hear. And then, of course, got into office and did everything opposite to what he promised. But part of this is, I think, the reason why this Russian narrative has taken such a foothold. It was because just – members of the elite who lost to Trump were just so shocked by his loss and so embarrassed that they lost to him, in the Democratic Party, at least.